1980 was an amazing time for the Force Band. Tommy, Skeet, Budman, and I were working with a world-class producer, Dick Wagner, recording at an amazing studio and just having the time of our lives. This is the kind of studio that the guys from Aerosmith or the Cars or the program director from WBCN, Mark Pirenna, would just happen by and hang out. So it was a very unique situation for a bunch of guys from Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Those were the days of excess, and I'm not talking out of school because Dick Wagner has written about this. Cocaine was rampant, and that kind of fueled Dick in his 24-hour days. I just remember one time we were wrapping up. We had been there 20, 22 hours. Guys were asleep on the couch, and I was trying to stay awake, and Dick was going through his 20th mix of something. And so he's grinding up cocaine, which he's been doing all night, and he's got a big cup of coffee, and he dumps a couple of speeders in the coffee. And he takes a big swig and says, "All right, let's do one more mix, and then I got to get home and get some sleep." We just all kind of looked at each other like, "You're going to go to sleep now after that?" Yeah, you had to be there. Anyway, here is the last song of these four songs that we did. A great little rock number, co-written by Dick and myself. It's called First Thoughts Are the Best Ones.